Short and Sweet, the waltz number 15 by Johannes Brahms, Leon Fleischer at the piano. Here's another short, great, sweet little melody by Tchaikovsky, now played by the Boston Pops. Good morning, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from KU. That's actually a short song by Tchaikovsky. None but the lonely heart can know my sorrow. But done karaoke style, just played the melody, the Boston Pops, here on KPR. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. You'll like the music this morning. We have not often performed music by Handel, his Dixit Dominus, next hour, as well as Johann Strauss Jr., the artist's life, waltzes, or coming up, all kinds of great things. It's you and me and the classics up until noon when Jeff Watson takes over with his own special blend of classics throughout the afternoon. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Assistive Technology for Kansans, providing people with disabilities and health conditions access to technology to live, work, and play independently. More information at atk.ku.edu. And from the Topeka Symphony presenting Sing, 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 arias and ensembles from opera and Broadway with opera singer Michael Spires and family. 7:30 p.m. Saturday. Tickets at topekasymphony.org. And they will be dropping by the KPR studios tomorrow morning. Listen for them in the 11 o'clock hour to get an idea of what awaits Saturday night at Washburn. Here's an overture on the libretto that quite a few composers wrote music for. It's called La Calamita de Cuori, or The Magnet of the Hearts. Here's how Johann Christian Bach set it to music on KPR. Here's the overture. The overture to The Magnet of the Hearts, La Calamita de Cuori overture, Johann Christian Bach, played by the Hanover Band. Next, we'll hear the first symphony of Robert Schumann on this so far cool summer morning. Looks like temperatures are, well, they've really shot up since the sun came out. Seems like just a few minutes ago it was 58 degrees, but now it's 74, and we have a looks like a 10% chance for showers and thunderstorms after 5 this afternoon. It should stay sunny and a high of about 90. Tonight it's a 40% chance of rain, probably before 10 p.m., dipping down to 60 and bringing us a really nice sounding Friday with sunshine and a high of only 78, peaking into the weekend, Saturday 72, Sunday 79. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from KU. We're live, we're local. 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan and KansasPublicRadio.org. With George Sell and the Cleveland Orchestra, let's partake of Robert Schumann. Let's enjoy his symphony number 1, subtitled The Spring Symphony, on this cool morning on KPR. A great performance, wasn't it? George Sell, the Cleveland Orchestra, for the Spring Symphony No. 1 by Robert Schumann, here on Kansas Public Radio. Next hour, Dixit Dominus. If you like Handel's Messiah, you'll like this. After we hear the Barcarolle, the boat song from Tales of Hoffman. Also ahead, a Boccherini guitar quintet, Lots of great pieces coming up this morning. KPR's fall membership drive starts tomorrow, and it'll be fun. You can help us get off to a strong start during the Power Breakfast, when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. Double the value of your pledge. $50 becomes $100. $200 becomes $400. So save the date. Remember, tomorrow, you're invited to our Power Breakfast. It's from 7 to 8:30 a.m. right here for KPR's Power Breakfast. Otherwise, support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And from Bob Schwartz Financial, Kansans helping Kansans achieve their financial goals for over 45 years. More information available at bobschwartzfinancial.com. This is KPR. That was from our last live day. That was Professor Joseph Genualdi, violin, and Jin Yan Oh, piano, for the opening movement from the WC Sonata for Violin and Piano in G minor from 1917. A modern day viola playing an old French dance by Maran Marais on KPR.
He's back. I'm Ari Shapiro, more with Tim Burton on All Things Considered from NPR News.
That should be fun. Join us at 3 for more about that and more about many other things. Starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon for All Things Considered, we're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute. If you've got an old car, truck, motorcycle sitting around gathering cobwebs, donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, offering subscriptions for their 25th anniversary season, including Bach Unlocked, the annual holiday concert, The Adventures of Don Quixote, and more, now through Saturday, September 14th. Available at BachAriaSoloists.com.
Live from NPR News at Club of New York today, his campaign says he will deliver a major speech about the U.S. economy. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 190 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Indeed, designed to be an end-to-end hiring solution for businesses of all sizes to attract, interview, and hire candidates, all from one platform. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR. Good morning. This is KPR. That was the Barcarolle from Tales of Hoffman, music by Jacques Offenbach on KPR. From Carrion Gold, Herbert von Karajan directing the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Stay tuned for the Bingham String Quartet plus Jason Carter, guitarist, playing chamber music by Luigi Boccherini. And next we have some, for a long time, long lost music by George Frederick Handel. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from the Outdoors Unscripted Festival launch event Saturday evening at Cider Gallery in Lawrence, kicking off a year of planning for an annual three-day celebration of Midwestern outdoor adventure. Tickets at outdoorsunscripted.org. And from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Vincent Gardner and Michael Davidson on trombones, Wednesday, September 25th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Handel wrote this in 1707, and it was performed during his lifetime, but then it was lost and it wasn't published until 1867, 160 years later. Let's listen now to the Swiss Radio Choir and a Baroque group perform Dixit Dominus, Handel now on KPR. From 1707 by George Frederick Handel, Dixit Dominus, with the text based on the 110th Psalm, sung in Latin and sung by a Swiss choir, the Swiss Radio Choir, and E. Barocchisti, Diego Fasolis directing. That was music by Handel this morning here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. And reminding you, you should take a guest to show them the beauty of the inside of the Gold Dome Cathedral, prominently in Kansas City skyline. Saturday evening at 7:30, Paul Davidson, bass, accompanied by Jeffrey Wilkin and John Schaefer, will give a recital there. You can make a donation as well to help some Kansas City musicians go on a trip to Prague, but mainly it's the music. They were in yesterday to give us a taste of it, and they'll do a premiere of a piece by Jeffrey Wilkin from the Beatitudes of Luke and some biblical songs by Antonin Dvorak. Paul Davidson Bass is the web address for more about that, or you can check Facebook. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where support for the classical music this morning on KPR comes from the Bach Aria Soloists. The Bach Aria Soloists are offering subscriptions for their 25th anniversary season, including Bach Unlocked, the annual holiday concert, The Adventures of Don Quixote, and more. Now through Saturday, September 14th, available at BachAriaSoloists.com. Next, Luigi Barcarini Guitar Quintet featuring the Bingham String Quartet plus guitarist Jason Carter on KPR. Music by Luigi Barcarini on Kansas Public Radio, Guitar Quintet in E minor, ending in a major key. We have the artist's Life Waltzes by Johann Strauss Jr. coming up right after the news. And also Beethoven's Spring Sonata, a wonderful piece for piano and violin. Also Glazunov and Johann David Heineken. Classical music continues here on KPR. And reminding you, this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence. Community Village Lawrence is a local volunteer-based nonprofit dedicated to supporting affordable in-home aging for adults, helping neighbors live independently as long as possible. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV, HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's 11:01, it's 80 degrees in Lawrence, on the way up to a high of about 90 for this afternoon.
Live from the Israeli military says it takes precautions to limit civilian deaths in its targeting of Hamas.
That's NPR's Aya Batraoui. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from USPS, dedicated to providing businesses with shipping options, working to help businesses turn shipping into an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage. Learn more at usps.com/advantage. Good morning. It's 11:04. It's KPR, Kansas Public Radio. A nod to the bohemian way of life from Johann Strauss Jr., Künstlerleben, or the artist's Life Waltzes, with the Vienna Volksoper Orchestra. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists. Open Fridays 1 to 5 and by appointment. Details at cidergallery.com. You know, creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will. And becoming a member of the Dick Wright Don Marquis Legacy Society, a bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For information, visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Next, Beethoven, one of his great sonatas. It's usually just called a violin sonata, but really, Beethoven was writing it for equal partners, the violin and the piano. Let's listen now to the great team of Claudio Arrau, pianist, with Artur Grumio, violin, for the Spring Sonata of Beethoven, his fifth one, here on KPR. One of the great sonatas by Beethoven. He wrote that one for violin and piano from his Opus 24, sometimes called the Spring Sonata, the Violin Sonata No. 5 in F Major. A great team there, Claudio Arrau and Artur Grumio, piano and violin, respectively. Next, we'll hear a concert waltz by Alexander Glazunov before we hear an oboe concerto. Looks like we haven't had it out of the KPR vault since about 2015, so we'll listen to that with Martin Stadler, oboist, coming up. Glad you're along for the classical music. I'm Cordelia Brown, and Jeff Watson's in with three more hours of great classics after noon with an Albinoni string piece starting us off in the noon hour, followed by Mozart's 15th Piano Concerto. Classical music continues from noon to three on KPR. There's a concert waltz, the second one by Alexander Glazunov with the CBC Vancouver Orchestra. Next, some oboe music by Johann David Heineken. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kansas City PBS, highlighting programming, news, and Kansas City happenings with our e-newsletters. More at kansascitypbs.org/Subscribe. And support for classical music on KPR also comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 8-week series starting on Thursday evening, September 12th, that introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenteroflawrence.org. Here's oboist Martin Stadler for the Heineken Oboe Concerto in G Minor on KPR. With Fiori Musicali and Martin Stadler, oboist, an oboe concerto in G minor by Heineken here on Kansas Public Radio. It's about a minute before 12 noon. We have an updated forecast, about 20 minutes old. Still a 10% chance today for a little bit of rain after 5 p.m. And tonight it's a 30% chance for maybe some drops before 10 p.m. So today's high should be about 91, and we're 5 degrees beneath that right now in Lawrence. Looks like Friday should still be nice. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high of 79 with some northern breezes, and Saturday and Sunday are supposed to be about 74 and 80 degrees, respectively. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Things Considered from NPR News.
Enjoy more of that starting at 3, All Things Considered on KPR after we have 3 full hours of classical music between now and then. It's 12 noon. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU. That's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Coming up after the news, Jeff Watson has music by Albinoni and more. Remember, you can see our playlists online at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for news next on Kansas Public Radio. It comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Sherry Bustos for their series, Congress in the 21st Century. Wednesday, September 18th at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.